Spiegel getting some last-minute instructions, a last-minute talk with Dodge Wilms. As Spiegel heads towards the plate, Millville steps into the box, and we are just about ready. Dodge Wilms has the sign he wants, working from the windup. Here is the first pitch to Millville, and that one is swung on and grounded over to Hoopengarner at 30. Beats him up, and Cade Millville is on with a leadoff base hit. A tough break for Corey Hoopengarner. It took a bad bounce, and Cade Millville is on with a leadoff single. That's going to bring up Braden Elam. Elam batting from the left side for the Indians, one of two lefties they have in their starting lineup. Wilms working from the stretch. First pitch to Elam. This is upstairs, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Wilms shakes off the first two signs, has the one he wants. Comes set, checks a quick check over at Millville at first, but he's back in safely. Says the base umpire and Altamont Ladies Indians basketball coach Craig Carr. Wilms working from the stretch. The 1-0 to Elam. This is outside, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes to the lefty, Braden Elam. Cade Millville, the runner at first. Nobody out here in the top of the first. Wilms comes set. And the 2-0 pitch. That one is swung on and popped up, but it's going to go foul out of play. Wilms got a piece of it, but went foul. So two balls and a strike now. Millville takes a short lead over at first. Quick check at Millville back at first, but he's in safely. So two balls and a strike. Bombers in their purple uniforms, gray sleeves, and a yellow trim as the 2-1 pitch misses outside, 3-1. Indians in their white pants with a black stripe down the leg, orange jerseys with a black trim, three balls and a strike. Wilms from the stretch, the pitch catches enough of the corner, and the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes to the two-hole hitter, Braden Elam. The full count pitch bounces low in the turf, or in the dirt, excuse me. Ball four, and Elam is on with a walk. So I'll put two on and nobody out for Keegan Schultz. Schultz, the recently committed first baseman to play for the Kaskaskia Blue Devils, made that announcement on his Twitter page just a few weeks ago. That's with two on and nobody out. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. Cade Millville, the runner at second. Braden Elam, the runner at first, nobody out for the Bombers. The 1-0 to Schultz. In there for a called strike, and the count evens up 1-1. A ball and a strike. Dodge Wilms trying to work out of trouble. The 1-1 to Schultz on the way. Is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. So Dodge Wilms has gotten ahead of the first batter of the day for him. As he comes set, here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Got Keegan Schultz to chase outside for out number one. So I'll bring up Parker Bell, the second lefty in this lineup for the Indians. And Dodge Wilms is one pitch away from getting out of this jam. Two on, one out. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. It bounces in the dirt. And both runners are going to advance a double steal for both Cade Millville and Braden Elam. So that will eliminate this double play possibility, unless Parker Bell is hit into a fly on, the runner will be thrown out. So two on, one out. Runners at second and third. And Bell hits that in the air to left field. Going back is Callan Chandler. He makes the catch. It gets away, actually. It got away from Callan Chandler. Nobody will score. They're going to wave around Elam. He's going to be in without a throw. And the Indians take the lead 2-0 on what I would believe would be a error on the left fielder, Callan Chandler. So two runs are going to score on the error from Callan Chandler. And the Indians take the lead. It's 2-0. So 2-0, the Altamont Indians lead the Brownstown San Elmo Bombers here on the top of the first inning. So I bring up Zane Miller, one on, one out. Wells working from the stretch, the pitch. Gets away from Spiegel. Advancing to third base is Parker Bell on a pass ball. And that's going to put one on with a runner on third, with one out. So a runner at third with one out. As Miller hits that to the right side for a base hit, coming in to score is Bell, and it's a 3-0 Indian lead off an RBI single from Zane Miller. An RBI single for Zane Miller. And time is going to be called. We're going to have a courtesy runner. So Reed Stemke is going to come in and run for the catcher, Zane Miller. So I'll bring up the pitcher, Dyson Wagner. One on, one out. One on, one out. Wilms comes set. Here's the pitch. This is upstairs, 1-0. Runner at first base is a courtesy runner, Reed Stemke. Parker Bell in the box. Here's the 1-0. This is outside, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch from Wilms. And that one is swung on and hit in the air to the right side. Going back on is Gavin Sanders, who makes a nice catch with his back to the outfield for out number two. So that'll bring up Will Reardon, the center fielder. One on with two outs. Reed Stemke, the courtesy runner at first base. Reardon trying to keep the inning alive for the Indians. Wilms trying to escape the jam. First pitch to Reardon is in there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Here's the 0-1. Swung on a foul off the foot of Reardon. He's behind 0-2. Brady Schneri waits on deck if any would to continue. No balls and two strikes. Wilms working from the stretch. As the sign he wants and comes set. The 0-2 pitch. This is upstairs, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to short. Fielded by Gillespie, throw to second in time for out number three. But the Indians bring three men to the plate as we go to the top, or the bottom, of the first inning. 3-0, the Indians lead. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Have you been thinking about going solar at your home or business? Well, if you have, now is the time to act. At the start of next year, things will be changing with solar that make it a lot more desirable to get locked in now. In other words, get your solar project started in 2024. Call Austin Hunter with Hunter Solar Technologies. He can fill you in on all the advantages with going solar at your home or business and why acting this year is so important. Call Austin at 618-335-2636. That's 618-335-2636 for Austin Hunter with Hunter Solar Technologies. Remember, now's the time to act. Again, that number is 618-335-2636 for Austin Hunter with Hunter Solar Technologies.
This month, you're going to hear a lot of big talk about tax breaks.
Just like clockwork, every 4 years.
But one man can look you square in the eye.
This is radio.
Square in the ear and guarantee a tax break. That's because Troy Jansen at Jansen's Heating and Air is paying your sales tax on any purchase in September.
And when we say any purchase, we mean it.
This month, Jansen's will cover the sales tax on parts, high-efficiency filters, even a brand new comfort system.
You deserve to save hundreds of your hard-earned American dollars.
If you're waiting for the right time to upgrade your heating and air system,
that time is now.
Because through the end of the month, your sales tax is on us.
That's not an empty campaign promise either. This tax break is guaranteed.
We're making taxes less taxing through September 30th at Jansen's Heating and Air. Call 347-5223. Jansensheating.com.
I'm Troy Jansen, and I approve this message.
Back here for the bottom of the first inning. Bombers get their first chance at the plate as we take a look at their starting lineup. Zayden Gillespie followed by Keegan Spiegel, Callan Chandler. Corey Hoopman garners the first pitch to Gillespie. Misses upstairs, 1-0. Dodge Wilms bats in the 5-hole, followed by Lucas Powell, Jace Gillespie, Lane Stein, and Gavin Sanders. As the man on the mound for the Indians is Dyson Wagner, whose 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike as Wagner works quickly as Gillespie laid on the fastball, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes as Wagner working from the windup is swung on and missed. Strikeout number one for Dyson Wagner as he gets the leadoff man Zayden Gillespie down on strikes for out number one. Taking a look at the defensive alignment for the Indians, Caden Wolf in left field, Will Reardon in center, and Braden Elam in right. Infield around the horn is Parker Bell followed by Cade Millville at short, Brent Schneri at second, and Keegan Schultz at first. And the battery is Dyson Wagner pitching to Zane Miller as Keegan Spiegel swings and misses the first pitch 0-1. No balls and a strike as the 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike two. And Wagner working quickly to start the first. From the windup, the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. He struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dyson Wagner. That's going to bring up Callan Chandler with nobody on and two out. Nobody on and two out. Callan Chandler steps in the box now. The left fielder for the Bombers. From the windup, the first pitch is swung on and missed. He chased it high. And it's 0-1. Wagner working quickly from the windup. The 0-1 pitch misses low. Count evens up 1-1. A ball and a strike. Wagner from the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. In there, called strike two. As Wagner has him right where he wants him, it's 1-2. Wagner from the windup, here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, he struck him out. Dyson Wagner strikes out the side to end the bottom half of the first inning. 3-0 our score after the Bombers go down 1-2-3 all via the strikeout. We'll take a break and come back with a second here on WKRV.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help.
They even offer network-accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low-voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandeliaIL.com.
Back here for the top of the second inning. Bombers trail the Indians 3-0 as Dodge Wells finishes his final few warm-up tosses for the Indians. It will be Braden Schneri, Cooper McManaway, and Cade Millville set to bat if anyone gets on. Braden Elam. So Braden Schneri steps up. The second baseman today for the Indians. From the windup, the first pitch from Wilms. Misses the low, 1-0. A ball and no strikes to Schneri. Wilms working from the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Misses upstairs, 2-0. A ball and a strike from the windup. The pitch from Wilms is swung on and missed. He got him to chase upstairs. And Wilms has it evened up 2-2. Time called from Schneri. As he's wanting a little break from the windup. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. 3-1. 3-1, my apologies. So three balls and a strike. From the windup, the pitch from Wilms. Misses low. Ball 4. And Braden Schneri is on with a leadoff walk. So a leadoff walk from Braden Schneri, and that's going to bring up freshman Cooper McManaway for the Indians. McManaway, the designated hitter, hitting for the left fielder Caden Wolf as the first pitch bounces low, and it gets away from Spiegel, advancing to second as Schneri, and he's on second after a passed ball from Keelan Spiegel. And he's back over at second base with nobody out. Here's the 1-0. That one is swung on and hit into the air to right field. Going back on it is Zayden Gillespie. He makes the catch. Tagging is the runner at second, Schneri. He is in standing up. So he's 90 feet away from scoring with one out. So top of the order flips over as Cade Millville steps into the box. Runner at third with one out. Millville is 1-for-1 on the day. He singled and came around to score back in the first. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. Wilms working from the stretch. The 1-0. Misses outside again, 2-0. Wilms is struggling with his command so far. As he struggled getting ahead of these Indians batters as the 2-0 swung on and hit well in the air to left center field, going back on his Callan Chandler, and he can't make the play. Coming in to score is Schneri. Millville on his second, and he's in with an RBI double. So an RBI double for Cade Millville. And the Indians add on to their lead. It's 4-0. So that's going to bring up Braden Elam. Elam walked and came around to score back in the first inning. And now bats with a runner on second and one out. Swings and fouls the first pitch down the right side, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Williams working from the stretch. The 0-1 runner goes, and that pitch is swung on and fouls straight back. And Williams comfortably ahead in the count. It's 0-2. So no balls and two strikes. Williams has the sign he wants. Comes set. The 0-2. Hits him on the leg. So Braden Elam is going to be standing on first base. That's going to put two on and one out for Keegan Schultz. So two on and one out for Keegan Schultz. Schultz struck out back in the first. And swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Wilms ready with the 0-1 pitch. That one is swung on a hit well in the air to right field. Going back is Zayden Gillespie. And it's over his head. It gets over his head. Millville will score. Elam is going to be waved in. The throw is going to go to third. And it's a one-out, two RBI triple from Keegan Schultz. And the Indians add on to their lead. It's 6-0. It got over the head of the right fielder, Zayden Gillespie. Millville and Elam were off with the pitch. And Keegan Schultz is standing on third base with a two RBI triple. And Brownstown San Diego baseball coach Ryan Baker is going to come out and have a chat with Dodge Wilms. Wilms has struggled so far with his command, has not gotten ahead to many of these Altamont hitters. And the one that he has gotten ahead of, he's either given up base hits or they'll bail him out with a hit-by-pitch like he did to Braden Elam a few batters ago. 6-0 our score with one out here in the top of the second inning. As the conference on the mound has concluded, and it looks like they're going to stick with Dodge Wilms. So Parker Bell back in the box. He reached on an error and scored two runs, scored a run himself. And they're going to say it hit him the first pitch of the at-bat. So Parker Bell is on with a hit-by-pitch. So he's on for the second time today. So Parker Bell is on for the second time. Had the two RBI double back in the first. Now he was hit by a pitch. That's going to bring up Zane Miller with two on and one out. First pitch misses inside, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Runners on first and third. The 1-0. Swung on a foul over by the parking lot. The count ends up 1-1. A ball and a strike. Wilms ready with the 1-1. Gets away from Spiegel. Coming in to score is Schultz to throw home. Not in time as he gets past the pitcher Wilms. So Keegan Schultz is going to score on a pass ball. And that's going to make the score 7-0 Indians. With one out in the top of the second. Parker Bell advances to second. Still one out here in the second. Wilms comes set. Here's the 1-0. This is outside 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. Wilms from the stretch, the pitch. This is outside 3-1. So three balls and a strike to Zane Miller, who had the RBI single back in the first. Pitch is swung on and fouled straight back, and the count runs full 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. That one is smoked in the air to left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Coming around to score is Parker Bell. And Zane Miller has a second RBI of the night. And the Indians are adding on. It's 8-0. So Reed Stemke is going to come in and run for Zane Miller once again. And Dyson Wagner is up, with one on and one out. First pitch to Wagner, misses outside, 1-0. The pitch swung on and pops foul out of play. And the count evens up 1-1. One ball and one strike. Eight nothing our score, here in the top of the second inning. The Indians have gotten 5 runs in the second inning alone. As the 1-1 pitch misses upstairs, and Wagner's ahead of the count 2-1. That one is swung on and hit in the air, and that's going to fall for a base hit. It was hard to tell from my vantage point, but it gets over the head of the shortstop, Jace Gillespie. As we're going to have another courtesy runner for Dyson Wagner's back-to-back singles to put runners at first and second with still one out. Courtesy runner is going to be Jaden Krause. That's going to bring up Will Reardon with 2-1 and 1 out. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. One 0 pitch misses outside again, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. Wilms the pitch. Misses high, 3-0. Three-o pitch is in there for a called strike. As it's 3-1 now. Check swing. Did he go around? They're going to say he held up. The home plate umpire is going to say that he held up. So the bases are loaded with one out. And the Indians have officially batted around as Braden Schneri is going to come up, who led off this inning with the walk. And would later come around to score. First pitch misses low, 1-0. Wilms from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Misses outside, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch from Dodge Wilms. In there for a called strike. And it's 2-1. From the windup, the 2-1 pitch. Gets away from Spiegel, but Reed Stemke is going to stay at third. So the bases remain loaded with one out. So three balls and a strike. From the windup, the pitch from Wilms. This is high, ball four. For the second time this inning, Brayden Schnarr is going to have a walk, and this time it's going to score a run. Stemke will score, and the lead is now 9-0. So the bases are still loaded for Cooper McManaway with just one out. As Ryan Beck is going to come out and have a chat with Dodge Wilms once again, and I think this time he's going to take the ball. So Ryan Beckew, the head coach for the Brownstown San Diego Bombers, is out to chat for the second time this inning. So far, the Indians have scored six of their nine runs in the second inning alone. They scored three in the first, and they have the bases loaded with one out as he's going to let Dodge Wilms stay in there. So Dodge Wilms is going to stay on the mound with the bases loaded and one out. A ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Gets away from Spiegel, but the runners are going to stay put. So two balls, no strikes. As Wilms from the windup, the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to Gillespie at short. Second for one on the first. Not in time as it gets away from Lane Stein. Coming in to score is Dyson Wagner. And it's now 10-0. A run does score. So it's going to put runners at first and second, and going over is going to steal will be Cooper McManaway. And that's going to put runners at second and third with two out. Pitch to McManaway, swung on a foul straight back, and it's 0-2. Will Reed and the runner at third. Cooper McManaway, the runner at second. The 0-2 to Millville. This is low. 1-2 now. A ball and two strikes. As Wilms comes set, here's the 1-2. Swung on and fouled straight back. And it's 1-2. Wilms comes set. The 1-2 pitch. This is outside, 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Two on, two out. The pitch from Wilms. Swung on and fouled out once again. So Millville stays alive. It's 2-2. Two-two from Wilms. Bounces as it gets away from Spiegel, but Reardon, the runner at third, is going to stay put. So three balls and two strikes. Dodge Wilms one pitch away from getting out of this jam. Three balls and two strikes. Cooper McManaway, the runner at second. And Will Reardon, the runner at third. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch from Wilms is swung on and popped foul out of play. So once again, Millville stays alive. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch from Wilms. It swung on and hit well in the air to left center field. Going back on it is Powell. He makes the catch for the third and final out of the inning, but not before the Indians send seven men to the plate to take a commanding 10-0 lead going into the bottom of the second. We'll take a break and come back here on WKRV.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
You make a lot of decisions when you change jobs. In the excitement, it's easy to forget an important one: what to do about the money in your 401k. You typically have four choices: take the money, leave it where it is, roll the money to your new 401k, or roll it to an IRA. Your decision can have a big impact, so make sure it's an informed one. Country Financial can help. You've taken control of your career, now take control of your retirement. Call Country Financial Representatives Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring at 618-283-1054 today to get started. Securities products offered through Country Capital Management Company. Investment management, retirement, trust, planning services provided by Country Trust Bank. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and subject to investment risk, including possible loss of principal. FINRA and SIPC.
Coop and Gardner, Wilms, and Powell, the men set to bat for the Indians if anyone gets on Jace Gillespie, as the Indians have a huge mountain to climb. They trail 10-0 in just the bottom of the second inning. Dyson Wagner working from the windup. The first pitch to Coop and Gardner swung on and popped up. Going over is Zane Miller, and it's going to fall in between Miller and Parker Bell. So Coop and Garner's behind 0-1. So no balls and a strike to Corey Coop and Garner. As Dyson Wagner struck out the side back in the first inning. From the windup, the first pitch misses upstairs, and the count evens up 1-1. Bell working from the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Wagner from the windup, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Going over is Schultz, but he's going to run out of room, and it's still 1-2. A ball and two strikes to Coop and Gardner. Wagner shakes off the first few signs, has the one he wants from the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Count evens up 2-2. Dyson Wagner, one of just two seniors on this Indians team, as the 2-2 pitch misses low, and the count runs full 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. Wagner from the windup, the full count offering. Swung on and whipped through the hole for a base hit. Corey Hoopengarner is on with a leadoff single to give the Bombers their first hit of the day. So Corey Hoopengarner gets a base hit through the right side, and we're going to have a courtesy runner come in for Corey Hoopengarner. Nolan Willauer is going to come in and run for Hoopengarner. So Nolan Willauer, the courtesy runner for the Bombers, is going to come in and run. And Dodge Wilms is going to bat with one on and nobody out. Working from the stretch for the first time is Dyson Wagner, as he gets Dodge Wilms to swing and miss the first pitch, 0-1. No balls and a strike as the pitch is swung on and missed. Wagner's got him ahead, 0-2. No balls and two strikes from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Gets Dodge Wilms swinging on three pitches. And that's going to bring up Lucas Powell. Lucas Powell set to bat with one on and one out. Wagner working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Pitch from Wagner swung on and missed. He got on the chase outside. And it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Wagner comes set and the pitch. Poke in the air to right field. Coming in is Brady Neal to make the catch, and they got him tagged, or they got the runner hung up at first, I mean, to end the inning. So the Bombers get a leadoff single, but then Dodge Wilms strikes out, and Lucas Powell flies into a double play as we go to the top of the third inning, 10-0. The Altamont Indians lead the Brownstown St. Elmo Bombers after two. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with's children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them, and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
Iron's Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia has several great things rolled into one. First, they have the Golf Simulator. You can test your game against just about any course in the country. They also have Axe Throwing. It's a great place for a night out with a family or friends. Also, Iron's has a party room that is perfect for your next event. The holidays will be here before you know it, so get your party booked now. Call 618-699-4061. That's 618-699-4061 for Iron's Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing.
So a new pitcher on the mound for the Bombers, it is Corey Hoopengarner, meaning that Dodge Wilms' night is done. He went two innings, allowed 10 runs, gave up 8 hits, 1 strikeout for him on the day, as he walked 3 batters and hit a couple more. So Corey Hoopengarner on to try to right the ship for the Bombers. The first men he will face will be Braden Elam, Keegan Schultz, and Parker Bell. If anyone gets on, Zane Miller. Elam is hitless on the day, but does have 2 runs. He takes the first pitch high, 1-0. Elam walked back in the first and came around to score, was hit by a pitch in the second, came around to score as well, as the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs, 2-0. So 2 balls and no strikes, with Hoopengarner working from the windup to pitch, high, 3-0. So 3 balls and no strikes. Hoopengarner comes set, working from the windup. Here's the 3-0 pitch. In there for a called strike. As Hoopengarner trying to battle back, it's 3-1. Hoopengarner from the windup, 3-1 pitch. It's swung on and popped up. And it's going to land about 30 feet behind me, give or take a few, and it's 3-2. So 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, we're pretty deep into summer now. That AC unit has been cranking along for a while. So if yours starts to have some issues, don't suffer and swelter. Just call Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance can fix any brand. And if your current AC unit is done for, Hunter can get you set up with a brand new one. Just give them a call at 283-3224. 283-3224. Or stop by and see him on North 5th Street in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online. At your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer for a new John Deere or for parts or service. Stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Apologies for the technical difficulties as Keegan Schultz flies out to right field for out number one. That's going to put a runner at second base with just one out. So runner on second base with one out. That's going to bring up Parker Bell, who had a double and sit-by pitch, came around and scored twice as he hits that one in the air to center field, but Powell is there for out number two. So after allowing the leadoff double to Braden Elam, Corey Hoopengartner has retired Schultz and Bell both via the flyout, and he's one pitch away from getting out of this inning scoreless. From the stretch, here's the pitch to Miller as it's swung on and fouled straight back, 0-1. So no balls and a strike to Zane Miller. Hoopengartner comes set. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and popped up. Going over is Hoopengartner. He calls off Stein to make the catch to end the inning. So after a leadoff double to Braden Elam, Hoopengartner retire Schultz, Bell, and Miller 1-2-3 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Bombers trail 10-0. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Ready to tackle those flooring projects or remodels but not sure where to start? Looking for a personalized experience with more customer service than you receive at the big box stores? At Lock Flooring Innovations, you can count on having the right professionals by your side from start to finish. Choose from a wide selection of Mohawk carpets, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic and porcelain tile. We customize showers, backsplashes, kitchen and bathroom countertops, and offer stone for your interior and exterior. With so many options to choose from, Lock Flooring Innovations offers high-quality products to fit any budget. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863. Lock Flooring Innovations off Exit 61 in Vandalia.
Once again, we want to apologize for the technical difficulties from earlier as we are in the bottom of third inning. Bombers trail 10-0 as it'll be Jace Gillespie, Lane Stein, and Gavin Sanders set to bat for the Bombers. If anyone reaches Zayden Gillespie, as Dyson Wagner still on the mound, first pitch to Jace Gillespie, misses low, 1-0. So far, Dyson Wagner has faced the minimum. He's only allowed one hit. That was a single to Corey Hoopengartner to lead off the second. As Gillespie is laid on the fastball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Wagner working from the windup. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one is swung on and fouled over by the left side. And it's still 1-2. So one ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball misses low as the count evens up 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Wagner working from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to Schultz at first base. He's going to take it to the bag himself for out number one. So I'll bring up Wayne Stein. Stein getting ready for his first at-bat of the evening. Bats with nobody on and one out. 10-0, the Bombers trail the Indians here in the third inning of our WKRB I-70Sports.com game of the week. As the first pitch misses upstairs, 1-0. Wagner working from the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike, and the count evens up 1-1. So a ball and a strike. The pitch from Wagner swung on and missed. He got Stein to chase it inside, and it's 1-2. Wagner shakes off the first two signs, has the one he wants from the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count evens up to 2-2. So two balls and two strikes now. From the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Strikeout number four for Dyson Wagner. And the first two men are retired to start the third. So I'll bring up Gavin Sanders. Getting his first at-bat for the Bombers. Who trail 10-0 in the bottom of the third inning. And the first pitch from Wagner swung on and missed. That 1-1. The 0-1 pitch. It swung on and in the air to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So Gavin Sanders is on with a leadoff hit, or a two-out hit. He takes a wide turn going to second, and he's on with a two-out double for Gavin Sanders. A two-out double for Gavin Sanders, and that's going to flip the top of the order over for Zayden Gillespie, who's 0-1. Gillespie struck out to start the Bombers half of the first inning. Has a chance to give them their first run of the night. First pitch misses, or they're going to say it was in there for a called strike, I should say. And it's 0-1. Gillespie swings and misses at the 0-1 pitch, and he's behind 0-2. So no balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from Wagner. It swung on and missed. He struck him out. Strikeout number five for Dyson Wagner to end the inning. Bombers get a two-out double but can't bring him in as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Indians lead 10-0. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
For any electrical issues, the call to make is ADS Electric in downtown Vandalia. Whether it's residential, industrial, or commercial, ADS Electric is the call to make. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Give them a call, 618-283-2171. That's 618-283-2171 for ADS Electric, or visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Again, that's 283-2171 for ADS Electric in Vandalia.
Hey, it's Delmer Mills with Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia. It's a new season and an all-new starting lineup here at your local Chevy dealer. Like the all-new redesigned Chevy Colorado. That's right. The 2024 Motor Trend Truck of the Year is the most awarded midsize truck in its class. And it didn't win for one thing, it won for everything. Safety, looks, technology, comfort, durability, and overall value. This truck came, it performed, and it conquered the competition. So come on in, see what all the buzz is about here at your local Chevy dealer, Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia, 122 West Gallatin Street, downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Check us out online at VandaliaChevy.com. Our phone number, 618-283-0381. Chevy, together let's drive.
Dyson Wagner, Will Reardon, and Braden Schnario set to bat for the Indians. If anyone gets on Cooper McManaway, as before Keelan Spiegel went out to take the warm-up tosses from Corey Hoopengarner, he showed up with his catcher's mask and his leg guards, but he didn't show up with the chest protector, so a very interesting strategy. Obviously, he does have it on now, but kind of made me chuckle seeing him walk out with his catcher's mask on and his leg gear on, but not the chest protector. But they've all set for the top of the fourth inning, as is Dyson Wagner, who takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1, as Corey Hoopengarner out for his second inning of work. From the windup, here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded over to short, fielded by Gillespie. Throw on to first in time for out number one. So Dyson Wagner is retired to start the fourth, as that's going to bring up Will Reardon with nobody on and one out. 10-0 our score here in the top of the fourth inning. Hooper Garner from the windup first pitch to Reardon and swung on a foul straight back. 0-1. Reardon grounded into a 6-4 fielder's choice back in the first. Then he singled in the second and was stranded at third. Part of that 7-run first inning for the Indians, as the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs and the count evens up. That pitch is swung on and in the air to right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Reardon takes a wide turn at first, and he's going to second. And he is not stopping. He's looking for three. The throw to third is not in time. It's a one-out triple for Will Reardon, his second hit of the night. So a one-out triple for Will Reardon. And that's going to bring up Braden Schnari, who has walked twice, has an RBI, and came around to score all in the second inning, as the Indians scored 3 runs in the first and 7 in the second. As the first pitch to Schnari misses low, 1-0. And 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count evens up. So the 1-0 pitch misses inside. 2-0. So two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch from Hoopengarner. Swung on and missed. And the count evens up 2-2. Hoopengarner has the signing once working from the windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This is upstairs 3-2. Cooper Garner from the windup, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. In foul territory, going over is Stein. It's going to fall a few feet ahead of him. Schnari stays alive, 3-2. Braden Schnari stays alive. 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. A pitch from Hoopengarner. He swung on and fouled straight back. He stays alive 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Got him looking. Called strike three. The first strikeout from Corey Hoopengarner. And that's going to bring up Cooper McManaway with one on and two out. Runner at third is Will Reardon, as Cooper McManaway grounded into a 6-4 fielder's choice that drove in a run back in the second, also flew out. as he got two at-bats in the second inning. Now looking for his third as he swings and misses 0-1 at the first pitch. No balls and a strike to Cooper McMahon away. Cooper Gardner from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Excuse me, the 0-1 pitch misses inside, and the count evens up to 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Cooper Gardner from the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Misses upstairs, 2-1. Gardner on third with two outs. Cooper Gardner from the windup. Here's the 2-1 pitch, grounded foul over by the third base side, and the count evens up 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Cooper Gardner shakes off the first line, has the one he wants from the windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It misses upstairs, and it gets away from Spiegel, but Reardon's going to stay put at third base. So three balls and two strikes. Cooper Gardner from the windup. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded over to Gillespie. It bobbles off his glove. Coming in to score is Reardon. And Cooper McManaway is on. I believe that one's going to be ruled as a hit. Not really much that Jason Gillespie could have done about that one. And the Indians add on to their lead. It's 11-0 as Cade Millville swings and fouls the first pitch off to the right side, and it's 0-1. So no balls and a strike. As McManaway back in the box. Ready with the 0-1. This is upstairs. 1-1. One pitch misses low. As the count goes 2-1. Two balls and a strike. As the pitch misses upstairs to Millville, three balls and a strike. So three balls and a strike. Cooper Gardner comes set and the pitch. Inside ball four. A two-out walk to Cade Millville. And that's going to put runners on first and second. Two outs for Braden Elam. So runners on first and second with two outs for Elam. Cooper Gardner trying to get out of this jam. First pitch to Elam is swung on and fouled over by the first base side, 0-1. Elam has reached base all three times. He reached on a single and came around to score back in the first, reached on a hit by pitch and came around to score in the second, and doubled back in the third. The only Indian to reach all three times, one of two Indians to reach all three times, as the 0-1 is swung on and hit well in the air to right center field. Going back on it is Zayden Gillespie, and that's going to get over his head for a base hit. Coming in to score is McManaway and Millville, as Elam is going to be held up with a two-out, two RBI triple. And the Indians are pouring it on. It's now 13-0. As time is called, I believe we're going to have another pitching change. So Corey Hoopengarner's afternoon on the mound is done, as we are going to have a pitching change. While that happens, we're going to step away for a minute, take a break here on WKRV.
I'm Aaron Alderson, your Vandalia Edward Jones financial advisor. I believe feeling rich is less about reaching a magic number and more about living life on your terms with financial strategies that help support a life you love. You can count on me to help you achieve what matters most to you, because the key to being rich is knowing what counts. Contact me today at 618-283-5357, and let's find your rich. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're never too young or too old to start thinking about sound investing and leaving a legacy. Hi, I'm Pat Click from McKellar Robertson, McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Let us show you how a life policy from Pekin Insurance can meet your needs. No matter what stage of life you're in, Pekin Life Insurance Company has been helping folks make sound decisions for nearly 60 years. Call MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let's find a plan designed just for you.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosicks.com. That's hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
So new man on the mound for the Brownstown San Diego Bombers is Keelan Spiegel. Meaning that Corey Hubengardner's night is done. He went an inning and two-thirds, but three runs on four hits with one walk and a strikeout. The fourth inning got off to a good start for him as he got Dyson Wagner to ground out to short, then got Will Reardon reached on a one-out triple. But then Braden Schnarr was able to get Braden Schnarr to strike out. And after that, it was a single to Cooper McManaway, a walk to Cade Millville, then a two RBI triple from Braden Elam to have the Indians tack on to three more runs as they now lead the Brownstown San Diego Bombers by a score of 13-0. As I believe it's going to be Calvin Velker to come in and catch as Spiegel on the mound. So Keelan Spiegel on the mound. He's going to face Keegan Schultz, who is 1-for-3 on the night. Schultz swings and fouls the first pitch off, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Schultz struck out in the first, had a 2-RBI triple back in the second, and a flyout back in the third. Swings and fouls the second pitch off, and it's 0-2. So no balls and two strikes. Spiegel ready with the 0-2 pitch. Bounces low. A nice stop by Velker. And it's still 0-2. So ball and two strikes. Spiegel comes set. And the 1-2 offering. This is upstairs, 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Spiegel comes set, and the 2-2 pitch is swung on and grounded over to Hubengardner at third. Throw on to first in time for out number three. But not before the Indians get three runs in as they add on to their big lead as they go into the bottom of the fourth inning, leading 13-0. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer, or agriculture loans, the friendly folks at First State Bank of Beecher City will be happy to help.
Stop by 101 South Charles Street in Beecher City or check them out online at fsbbc.com. First State Bank of Beecher City, a strong community bank with strong community values. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So back here for the bottom half of the fourth inning, Bombers trail the Indians by a score of 13-0. Keelan Spiegel, Callan Chandler, and Corey Hoopengarner, if anyone gets on, Dodge Wilms. As Dyson Wagner still out there on the mound. It's been a phenomenal outing for him, just giving up two base hits. Gave up a single to Corey Hoopengarner and a double to Gavin Bench. Shut you down good with five strikeouts on his night. And looking for similar success as Spiegel is up at the plate. Spiegel struck out in his lone at-bat here this afternoon. So Spiegel steps in. And we are ready to resume play. From the windup, here's the first pitch. Dead palm, they're going to say it hit him. So Keelan Spiegel is on with the hit-by-pitch to start the fourth. Keelan Spiegel will lead things off with a hit-by-pitch. As Benji Lowe is going to come in and run for Keelan Spiegel, the pitcher. So Benji Lowe coming in to run for the Indians, or for the Bombers, excuse me. So Wagner working from the stretch. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and fouled back. And it's 0-1 to Callan Chandler. No balls and a strike to Callan Chandler. As Wagner working from a stretch comes set, and the 0-1. Misses low, 2-0. Excuse me, 1-1, my apologies, 1-1 is the count. A ball and a strike as Wagner comes set. As Chandler fouls that one off, it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Wagner has a signing once and comes set. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and chop foul over by the third base side. So Chandler stays alive, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Wagner comes set, and the 1-2 pitch is swung on and popped up. Going back is Schultz. He makes the catch in foul territory for out number one. So I'll bring up Corey Hoopengarner, who is 1-for-1 on the evening with a single back in the second. So no balls, or first pitch from Dyson Wagner on the way to Corey Hoopengarner. In there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Wagner comes set, and the pitch. This is high, 1-1. So one ball and one strike to Corey Hoopengarner. As Wagner comes set and the 1-1 is swung on a hit, we're only here to right field, but Elam is there for out number. So I'll bring up Calvin Velker. Calvin Velker hitting in the place of Dodge Wilms. He's a defensive replacement for Wilms. After coming in to catch for Spiegel, the first pitch misses low, 1-0. So ball and no strikes. As he pitched from Elam Swan and grounded over to third. Throw on to first in time after a good scoop from Keegan Schultz to end the inning. So Dyson Wagner able to work out of a leadoff hit by pitch as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Indians lead the Bombers 13-0. We'll take a break. You're on W.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton Fylde Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton Fylde Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton Fylde Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning. Indians lead the Bombers 13-0 as a couple of pinch hitters coming in for the Altamont Indians. And it'll be J.D. Frederick. J.D. Frederick set to bat for Parker Bell. Waiting on deck is Blake Berg. Can't really tell who else in the dugout has a helmet on. So for now, it'll be J.D. Frederick and Blake Berg set to bat for the Indians here in the top of the fifth inning. As Calvin Velker out behind the plate. Throw down to second after the warm-up tosses from Spiegel, and we are ready to get the top of the fifth inning underway. Indians scored 3 runs in the first, 7 in the second, and 3 in the fourth. As they lead the Brownstown San Antonio Bombers 13-0 in this National Trail Conference play, as the first pitch is swung on and fouled off 0-1. So no balls and a strike. As J.D. Frederick is behind him, count 0-1. 0-1 misses upstairs, and the count evens up. Spiegel ready with the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded over to short, fielded by Gillespie. Throw on the first is in top. Method is bobbled, so an error on the first baseman, and J.D. Frederick is on with a leadoff error. So that will bring up Blake Berg with one on and nobody out. One on and nobody out as the first pitch misses upstairs to Blake Berg, and it's 1-0. The ball and no strikes as the 1-0 pitch misses inside, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch misses high, 3-0. T.J. Hyatt waits on deck for the Indians as the 3-0 pitch. This is inside, ball 4. So a leadoff or a walk to Blake Berg after the error from Lane Stein. That's going to put 2 on and nobody out for T.J. Hyatt. The first pitch to Hyatt is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Going over is Zayden Gillespie, and that's going to fall for a base hit. The runner at third base, Frederick, had to wait and see if it was going to be caught as T.J. Hyatt reaches with a single. And the bases are loaded, nobody out, for another pinch hitter, Lucas Berg. So Lucas Berg on with the bases loaded and nobody out. From the windup, Keelan Spiegel, first pitch is swung on and foul off the back of Lucas Berg, and it's 0-1. So no balls and a strike. Spiegel from the windup, the 0-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-2. From the windup, here's the 0-2 pitch. This is low, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Spiegel from the windup, here's the 1-2 pitch. This is outside, and it gets away from Velker, the catcher. And the count evens up to 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. As Spiegel on the mound, working from the windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back as Berg stays alive 2-2. From the windup, here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back once again. So two balls and two strikes. Spiegel working from the windup. The 2-2 pitch. This is upstairs, 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. From the windup, here's the pitch from Spiegel. Upstairs, ball 4. So a walk from Lucas Berg, and that's going to score J.D. Fritterking. And the Indians add on to their lead. It is 14-0. 14-0, the Indians lead the Bombers as Zayden Lankford comes in to hit for Braden Schnarr as the first pitch misses upstairs, 1-0. From the windup, here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. The count evens up 1-1. A ball and a strike. As Spiegel working from the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. This is low, ball 2. So two balls and a strike. From the windup, here's the pitch. Ball 3 as it gets away from Velker. Runners just playing station to station. And Lankford is ahead 3-1. So three balls and a strike. From the windup, here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded up the middle. That's going to get through. Nope, it's going to be fielded by Gillespie. A good stop, but he can't make the play. So coming in to score is going to be Blake Berg, and it's 15-0. So an infield single. Going to keep the bases loaded and nobody out for Caden Wolf is grounded too short. Go on the second for one on the first. Not in time as a fielder's choice. Will score another runner and it's now 16-0. So that'll bring up Jackson Pagan. The first pitch from Spiegel is in there for a called strike 0-1. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed, and he's behind 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled straight back. And still 0-2. O2 pitch gets away, but the runners are going to stay put, and it's 1-2. Spiegel working from the stretch. 1-2 pitch is in there for a called strike three for out number two. So Jackson Pagano is gone on strikes. And another pinch hitter coming in. Another pinch runner coming in for the Indians. And it's going to be Wyatt Lee. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. One more pitch is swung on and missed. As he's behind 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. The 1-2 pitch is in there for a called strike. That's Spiegel one pitch away from getting out of this inning. Here's the 1-2. Bounces in the dirt, 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Misses low, 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from Spiegel. It swung on and hit in the air to left field. Coming in is Callan Chandler. He makes the catch for out number three. Let the Indians bring in three more runs to add on to their lead. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, 16-0 our score. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
So back here for the bottom of the fifth inning, last chance for the Bombers as they trail 16-0. It'll be Lucas Powell, Jace Gillespie, and Lane Stein. If anyone gets on, Gavin Sanders, as Dyson Wagner looking to complete the five-inning complete game shutout. Only giving up two hits on the night. A leadoff single to Corey Hubengartner and a two-out double to Gavin Sanders. So 16-0 our score. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. From the windup, the first pitch from Dyson Wagner swung on and missed. 0-1. So no balls and a strike to Powell, who flew into a double play as the 0-1 pitch misses low. 1-1. A ball and a strike to Powell. From the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. As he's behind 1-2. A A ball and two strikes. Wagner from the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Strikeout number 6 for Dyson Wagner. And there's one gone. I'll bring up Jace Gillespie, who grounded out to Schultz back in the third. First pitch misses high, 1-0. A ball with no strikes. The pitch from Wagner in there for a called strike. Count evens up 1-1. From the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled in front of catcher Zane Miller, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Wagner has the sign he wants, working from the windup. The 1-2 pitch. This is upstairs, 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Wagner from the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Bounces low, and the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Wagner from the windup, the full count offering. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. His seventh of the afternoon, and the last hope for the Bombers is Lane Stein. So Lane Stein steps up. He is 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout. Wagner from the windup, the first pitch. This is upstairs, 1-0. So a ball and no strikes. Wagner from the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This is inside, 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. In there for a called strike. And it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Wagner from the windup, the 2-1. This is upstairs, 3-1. Two balls and a strike. From the windup, the 3-1 pitch. In there for a called strike. And the count runs full, 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. Wagner from the windup, 3-2. Swung on and fouled over the first base dugout. And Stein stays alive, 3-2. As some confusion, home plate umpire looking for some of the extra foul balls. And we are ready to resume the fifth. Bombers down to their last strike. Wagner from the windup, the 3-2 pitch. Got him looking, called strike 3. For the second inning, Wagner strikes out the side to end the inning and to end the game by a score of 16-0. Dyson Wagner goes the distance, went all five innings in this run rule game. We'll take a break and come back and wrap this one up here on WKRV.
When looking for your next home, look no further than RE/MAX. Your local RE/MAX office is ready to help you find your next place to call home. They are dedicated to finding your dream home and have in-depth knowledge of our local community. So when looking for your next place to call home, look local at our local RE/MAX. Give them a call at 618 28